With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. More responsibility for America's top diplomat. Secretary of State Rubio assuming the role of interim national security advisor. President Trump plans to nominate the current national security advisor Mike Waltz for UN ambassador. It has been talked about for a very long time, and President Trump is finally doing it. He signed an executive order ending taxpayer funding of NPR and PBS. Made in the USA, the Trump administration wants to see that label on more manufactured goods. Vice President Vance says we are well on the way to realizing that goal.
100 days under Donald Trump's leadership marks the beginning of the industrial renaissance in the United States of America. I believe that a golden age of American manufacturing started 100 days ago, and we're building it right here at Nucor Steel in South Carolina.
Israel comes to the defense of a persecuted religious minority community in Syria. The Israeli military hitting a target in Damascus.
Israeli forces have bombarded an area in the early hours of Friday, very close to the presidential palace. A statement by the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel wanted to send a clear message to the Syrian government that it would not allow Sunni Islamist forces to be sent into Druze areas. The Israeli attack, as well as another Israeli strike on Thursday, followed sectarian clashes in predominantly Druze southern suburbs of the capital this week, in which dozens of people have been killed.
The BBC's David Bamford. We'll be getting the lowdown on jobs later this morning. The government releases the April employment report. The experts expect a slowdown in hiring for March. We'll see about that. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 165 points. This is SRN News. Wrapping up our series featuring pro-life Dr. Ingrid Skop, she offers her assessment of what the Trump administration's efforts to defund Planned Parenthood will actually mean for women's health care.
In regards to this new administration, there are so many pro-family policies, both on a federal level and on a state level. Also, there is a very big push to defund Planned Parenthood.
Dr. Skop says that while many worry that defunding will result in a detriment for health care for underprivileged women, in actuality, there are federally qualified health care centers which provide actual women's health services. And these outnumber Planned Parenthood centers 14 to 1.
Just look at their annual report. 97% of the pregnancy services they give are abortion. There is care outside of Planned Parenthood. If Planned Parenthood goes away, we'll see fewer abortions, but we won't see other women's health care services impacted.
More information at LozierInstitute.org. This is SRN News. You know, they call them woodpeckers, but this red-headed vandal is pecking more than just wood in one Massachusetts town.
Over the last few weeks, the bird has broken more than two dozen mirrors. At least one vehicle's side window has been smashed. But do you think the folks in Rockport are upset? Not at all. They're taking it all in stride. Resident Ben Favaloro says he and his neighbors are actually having a good laugh about it, and no one wants to harm the bird. Avian biologist Pamela Hunt with New Hampshire Audubon says a lot of smaller birds will be aggressive against their own reflections. Jason Walker reporting.
Here's a switch. California's population has increased for 2 years in a row now, up 1% last year over 2023. Due to, in part, a number of births outpacing deaths and a boost in the number of adults 65 and older. More details, SRNNews.com.